hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's Mr. Constant coming to you from the Salt Marsh Library with the Astro Blast podcast. Hold on, Mrs. Bernard.
I just got so excited. You're on. And in Mrs. Bernard. And we have a special guest with us today. Who's with us today?
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Who are you?
Sorry, Mr. Dewey, social studies teacher and intramural director.
I thought we said coordinator.
My apologies.
Yeah, got to get that right.
Sorry, my apologies.
So that's Mr. Dewey, social studies teacher, cultural geography, correct?
American government and economics this year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Switching
Welcome.
Over. Mm.
Welcome to How the podcast.
How do you like that?
Love it. It's been fantastic.
Which class is your favorite to teach?
Oh, man. Now I'm going to catch flack from the students.
No, that's okay, because I taught government economics actually as well, and it always was government was my favorite. Slowly but surely, economics became like a really fun class because you can kind of do what you want to do there in a way.
Yeah.
Obviously follow the curriculum the social studies department has established, but it's a good time.
Both are great.
Speaking of good times, it's always a good time with you, Mrs. Bernard. How are you doing today?
I am doing just dandy.
Are your feet wet like mine?
No, because I have some clutch shoes on right now. Yeah, that's because gotta have the gear.
That's because you're cross country and you know how to dress for this kind of weather.
Yeah, I'm rugged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How was your ride in this morning?
You know what? I run before school, it was just straight rain. It was like 35, 36 on my car, and it was rain.
Hey, I know it was a tough commute for some today, but we got here. Most of us did. We are all safe.
Yeah, no one could foresee that weather.
Yeah, that was crazy. Crazy morning. Yeah. But hey, that's what makes us tougher here at Pinkerton Academy. We're outside in the elements to get to classes. It's awesome. I love it.
It's wild.
It just makes you stronger.
It sure does.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and speaking of Pinkerton Academy,
yes.
We get a lot of spirit.
I got spirit.
I got spirit, too.
How about you? and what is that spirit coming up this next week?
Oh, yes. We have a head of school spirit week.
Awesome.
So, this one is one to participate in. I'm excited about it.
Me too.
Monday is Winter Wonderland, Wear Your White. Mm. And Tuesday is Long Winter's Nap, so PJs or fun socks.
I got some socks.
Yes. Wednesday is Holiday Best, Festive Attire.
Ooh.
And then Thursday is the Student Council Ugly Sweater Day, and I think you can submit pictures. I know teachers can.
Yeah,
there's some contests for that.
Nice.
I'm sure there'll be more coming out on
That'll
that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, and then Friday, as appropriate, is Candy Cane Day, Wear Your Red and White.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I have some red in my closet.
You might. You've been here a while.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I've
been here a while.
I got some good stuff I'm going to wear.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Sounds like a plan. Mm-hmm. I love it. So, hey, get involved. Get dressed up. Have some fun.
Five more wake-up days.
Five
Who's
more
counting?
Days.
I know. It's crazy.
Did you hear me sing that?
I did. This is crazy, Mr. Dewey. I don't know. I mean, if you're
Good
prepared
times.
For this.
I gave short notice, and I had to take a mental moment to kind of prep for it.
Well, we don't want to give you too much time to think about it, because then you'll be like, nope, not doing it. So, hey, welcome aboard to the Astro Blast podcast. We understand that you were just recently appointed to the intramural coordinator position. So
this year, yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Excited for it. It's in the process of building, and I think that this year's definitely we're gonna look through a couple different options and kind of see like where it takes us, and hopefully grow it as best we can.
Awesome.
Can you give us some ideas of what's in the pipeline for intramural activities?
Right now, it is kind of just if you've got an idea, please, by all means, come talk to me. I want to see what we can grow. I see the intramural program as another option for students to start up different activities that might not be offered or created right now. Anything from, you know, video games is out there. Other schools are doing that to possibly something as leisurely as like cornhole and lawn games when the weather gets nice. So we've talked about basketball tournaments, different volleyball things, indoor, outdoor activities. The list goes on. So any ideas and any interests at all, please come talk to me. Give me the idea. We'll discuss it, kind of tease it out, and see where it can go.
Nice.
Really cool. Where can kids find you if they're interested and have an idea and want to get it started?
I've got a nice little corner classroom in the third floor in the social studies side of the Academy building, room 6308. Email is good as well. Mdewey, Dewey, at pinkertonacademy.org. Either one works, but by all means, reach out, and we'll start the conversation on what you're thinking on.
Excellent. Very cool. I know we had wiffle ball tournaments in the past. Those were always a lot of fun, very popular. I think there was even a home run hitting contest one year, which are always good and fun.
Now ongoing is weightlifting. That's still happening.
Yeah, that's
right?
That's been every day solid except for one Wednesday, for years.
Yep.
So if you wanted to do that, the weight room has been not so recently expanded, and there's quite a lot of room and space for people to work out.
Absolutely.
So that's ongoing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The list is endless. If you got an idea, come bring it on.
It's exciting to have you back. I know, you know, one of the drawbacks for our school is the transportation because kids are moving all around. So you want to definitely let your parents know that you're going to get involved in the intramural and set up a way to get home, work on carpooling, whatever. Yep. Because the more you do here at Pinkerton Academy, as we've always talked about, the more involved you are, the better off you are here at Pinkerton, creating friendships, connections to adults. And all those good things help make you a better person.
Right, right. Any thoughts on any sort of competitions or any, like, maybe faculty versus student stuff? Anything on the in the pipeline there?
There is, actually, and we are looking towards the end of March, some potential, we'll say, tournaments at the moment.
Okay.
Don't want to give it too much away, but there will be more information definitely after the break. There's a couple of, there's two tournaments that we are definitely moving forward with right now, and if there are more ideas, by all means, come talk to me.
What
I
a
know.
Tease you are, not telling us what they are.
Gotta bait the hook,
Nice, I like that. So stay tuned.
Please.
Well, when that does come to fruition and you are offering a certain tournament, we will maybe have you back on, or or maybe some students back on to talk about it. Are you involving students in those? I mean, now you're asking, hey, kids, if you're out there and you have some ideas, but do you have sort of a committee of kids working with you at all?
We've got, for the tournaments, it's mainly, it's started by, one was started by a student and a teacher. The other is a, I'll give a hint that it was a tournament of past years that we want to bring back. So that's more of a teacher side thing.
Okay, cool.
But if students are interested in starting something else, by all means, that is welcome as well. So any ideas that they want, we're happy to talk about it, see if it could work. Please come find me.
That's great.
Really cool.
Hey, on another note, how do you like being a Pinkerton Academy Astro now? You were formerly at Newt High School up north. Is there a west?
Yeah, just northwest, yeah, just north of Rochester.
Wow.
I love it. It was an adjustment where I go from a school that's one floor and has 250 kids probably total.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And we can top that in, like, you know, a quarter of the academy building to, you know, Pinkerton Academy, which is definitely a bit of an adjustment, but it's been great. You know, the atmosphere here is awesome. Faculty's great. Kids great. It's been a blast so far. So just want to add back to it with the intramural program, help make the atmosphere just that much better for the next generation of kids. And hopefully they have the same experience I'm having so far.
Wow. That statement alone, I would hire you to be the intramural coordinator. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well said, Mr. Dewey. Well said.
And this is your second year here, right?
Yeah, only 2 years in.
And, it flies.
Yeah, it does. It goes by in a blink, but I think that's a good thing. It means you're having fun.
Oh,
well,
sure.
For all our hundreds of teachers that listen to this, I will say getting involved as a teacher is very important.
Absolutely.
It expands what you're doing. It takes you out of the classroom, connecting with students in another way, and it just makes your love of Pinkerton even stronger.
Yeah. Agreed. And I have to say, from the things that I've gotten involved in, you know, outside
you're involved
of the
in
classroom.
Things?
Yeah, occasionally. I would say that it allows me to develop relationships that are you know, even like more like long-standing with students. So I have students that I work with for 4 years, you know, and I get to see them, you know, mature and become adults. And that's just a really exciting thing to be a part of and a part of their growth through Pinkerton. So I definitely would recommend that. We don't usually talk about that.
But, no, we don't.
You know, for our hundreds of listeners,
thousands.
Adult listeners. Yeah, getting involved, you know, it definitely takes gives you a different perspective on the school, and
for sure.
It's really positive.
Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah, awesome.
So I do want to mention this. I happen to know Mr. Dewey, side hustle with sports. Tell us about rugby.
Oh boy.
And keep it clean.
Oh, of course. Never dream otherwise. So I'm a member of a local rugby club to the seacoast in New Hampshire, which is basically like a men's league.
Okay.
It's usually about, like, you know, graduated college students to going on in years, ex-athletes are trying to reclaim their glory athletes like me. Play on the weekends, practice a couple times a week. You know, keeps me somewhat athletically engaged. But it's also a great sport. You know, it's definitely hard hitting. It's hard on the body, but it's unlike most sports I've ever played, and it's something I'm thinking. I'm bringing to Pinkerton in some future capacity.
I love that, because that's where I was going to go next. Yeah. I also played in college for a year, and I'll tell you, I think I'm still feeling some of that.
Does that have anything to do with the hip replacement?
Maybe, partly. But it is a great sport. And we've had some interest over the years of kids who want to play. I mean, Amiskeg rugby up in the Manchester area, we've had kids who play there. But I think just maybe doing some kind of intramural with that, maybe not to the level of rugby that you might see on the pitch. Do they call it the pitch?
It is a pitch.
It is a pitch. Look at that. I haven't forgotten those things, boy. It's been a long time. But getting kids involved in that to teach them, I think it's a great sport. It's like no other sport.
Absolutely, yeah. It's its own league, but for the good reasons. You get close with the people you play with. Teaches you something. Teaches you a lot of things.
Yeah.
And
survival.
Pain management. Yeah. It's a blast. You know, whether you're a contact sport or not, it's taught me more things that I could count. And I've got some of my best friends in the world are now on the team that I play for, or teams that I have played for in the past. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Lifelong
friends.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I would love to see you be able to bring that to Pinkerton. That would be great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Plan
it's,
on it.
It's really fun to be able to do something, you know, into adulthood. I'm a competitive athlete myself. I'm kind of scrappy. Do you have any girls on the team?
We have a girls side, an entire girls team that's associated with our club. We're going through a rebrand right now. It's one that we've had for a while. And we wanted to switch it up. So it's going to be Portsmouth Rugby Club.
Okay.
And,
the women's team is Seacoast Rugby Club for us. And then I know Amiskeg has a girls' side as well. We play them occasionally. But you look up just like it's called New England Rugby Football Union, I believe, is our league. And they have a bunch of teams across the state and across New England area, but also have most of the youth programs as well. So along with Amiskeg, the one that's associated with us is Osprey, Osprey Youth Rugby, I believe. And they play Amiskeg's youth team. They travel down to the NERFU tournament with us in the spring. It's a great league.
It grows.
It's a grassroots type style, which is awesome.
Fantastic.
Love that.
Well, hey. It's been great having you join us today. We've learned a lot. A lot about Mr. Dewey today. This is awesome.
We have another question.
We
for him.
Sure do.
Yeah. So we always ask our guests if they have a shout out to somebody at Pinkerton. So we'll put you on the spot here, Mr. Dewey. Anybody?
Really no mental prep.
Yeah. So anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
Let's see. Oh boy. Well, I guess I got two actually. If I can use two,
we'll give you two.
Can they be students? Because I know
absolutely
couple that's awesome. Big days. I know. So Tommy McLeod, if you're listening, I know you're supposed to play the national anthem today, and because of the weather, it kind of got scrubbed. So hope to hear that soon. And Julian Perkins, I heard it's your birthday. Didn't have you in class. Sorry, real quick. Happy birthday, pal. Have a good weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
See you next week.
Can we go back to the first? He was going to play the national anthem over the.
I believe so. That's what he said. So he let me listen to a piece of it quick the other day, and it sounded great.
Oh, that's great.
To give him a little bit of accolades, it sounded like a little bit like Jimi Hendrix style.
Oh, he's playing on the. It was
high quality.
Cool.
Nice.
We'll get him on. We'll get
perfect.
Him on.
Hey, and if you're not doing anything tonight, tonight is the home opener for the girls basketball varsity. It's 6:30. They're going up against Alvern of Hudson. So check them out.
All right. Here we go, Lady
And I
Astros.
Know tomorrow there's a hockey game at 3:20, I believe.
So things are in full swing.
Lots of things going on. Just check the website. There's lots of information there.
I'm going to give one shout out really quickly to our buildings and grounds crew
who had their work cut out
for them today. And I've been around campus and they did such an amazing job. So they are up early, making things safe for all of us. So thank you.
How about a shout out to the weather? Never mind. Hey, guys, it's been a pleasure. Have a great weekend. Enjoy.
Bye-bye now.